This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Dr. Batar, it was so good to see you over the weekend up there with Ty Bollinger, and I haven't posted the picture yet of TMB and me, RSB, kissing you on the cheek, either side. Hilarious picture. I think we got to hold it over your head just in case at the right time, threaten to bring it out to public, and it'd be all over for you.
Yeah, I think that it would actually be a great picture to put out there. I don't think it'd be all over. I think I might be very popular then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, because Super Don was making fun of me, laughing at me, because one of the pictures that's in the Truth About Cancer live book, where they take all of our presentations from the live event and put out the bullet points for people, and there are pictures in there, and there's one picture of me, little RSB, on Casey Krejci, this big, massive guy, right? And my head's on his shoulder. It's like, yeah, it's so cute. It's adorable. But there's a lot of genuine affection, for everybody involved in this that are really in it. What I perceive to be for the right reasons. Their heart's in healing. Now, everybody's got different methods they might use, tweak it this way, tweak it that way. But for the most part, these people are good people that we've encountered and you know, had some great times honoring G. Edward Griffin this weekend and interacting. I was so glad your son, Rahan, was there as well to see all the kids of the families that were there and being engaged and growing up differently than our generation.
Yeah, growing up aware and allowing for the evolution to occur earlier. And I think that all the kids that were there and the parents that exposed their kids to that type of information, that type of knowledge, I think it forces them to, without even any effort on our part, forces them to be in a more enlightened state. I mean, and it's not like we're doing anything anyway, Robert. They're enlightened anyway. You remember that video that I sent you for Han when he was 6 years old and he watched that program about the whooping cough vaccination? And you've told me about things with Elijah that he said that were already way ahead and more aware than when you and I were his age. And we've talked about the family from, I think it was Michigan, where their kids decided that they would rather come see us than go to Disney World. And I said that they needed to have psychiatric intervention. So, you know, the generation, the younger generation, definitely more evolved than we are.
Well, absolutely. And the exposure that they have because they're growing up, you know, with us. And there are families out there that have levels of awareness because the parents figured it out. Now, we weren't born with this knowledge, Dr. Batar. We had to win it. We had to come by it pretty hard. You went through medical school, and then, you know, the things you learned, we've talked about the injury to your son, the vaccine injury that resulted in an autism spectrum diagnosis, and that changed your life. And my own challenges personally that caused me to open up and look at things besides modern medicine, which I grew up with, and it transformed us for when that next generation would be here. They were going to see things differently through our eyes.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. And whichever eyes that see it through, Robert, the point is they're more aware, they're more enlightened, they're more evolved, and they're further ahead in the knowledge base than we were at their age. And that's really what it's about, that we can continue to have each generation become more aware at an earlier stage so that knowledge base increases. You know, I've often said that I wish that we could just take a DVD, stick it into our brain, or maybe something else, and before we transition, we can take that information and transit and give it to our offspring so that they can then use that as a foundation upon which to build all our life experiences and knowledge. But if you think about it, the cycle starts again and again and again. But
yes,
each time the cycle starts, the awareness becomes the child becomes aware at an earlier stage, that means that they've got more room to grow. There's more capacity for them to understand and evolve. And I think that's really what it comes down to. The parents, our parents did the best they could, and we're doing the best we can. And, of course, even without any effort on our parts, we are able to achieve that easier, and our children will achieve that even easier.
Well, and the best way, of course, to make them less vulnerable to be duped and lied to, right? And I think one of the biggest gifts we can give to our kids is to teach them about the world that many institutions, government, medical, otherwise, don't have all of the information that is accurate and may purposefully deceive you for illicit ends. And again, this is the grand disillusionment that I certainly had to go through, you know, believing in modern medicine and all the institutions. My gosh, they know more. They have degrees, right, et cetera. And then you get up there and in there, and they know stuff, but there's a lot more that they don't know.
Yeah, that's very true, Robert. So I think that our efforts as parents and our efforts as teachers and our efforts as those that are aware and want the world to become more enlightened, there's a spiritual aspect. I know that I'm opening up a can again, getting into the spiritual aspect. I know you both love and hate when I do that.
I don't hate it at all. I don't know where the hate part comes in.
Well, I think from a spiritual standpoint, though, I think this time in history will be remembered as not an enlightenment of individuals, but an ascension of a society, of the global society. And that in itself makes this time on the planet a very exciting time to be alive.
Yeah, I agree. And I think if we look in recent history, and we talk a lot about medicine, it's called advanced medicine each week when we get together here. We got to look back at the advancements made, for instance, within the 20th century. We spent a lot of our life in the 20th century. A lot of folks, you know, barely had any time in there. My son, born in 1999, had a few days in what was called the 20th century. Unless you go into 2001, there's arguments there, but let's set that aside. And you look back at some of the advancements, for instance, in IV chelation therapy, as they discovered that it could bind heavy metals, particularly lead is the way you read about it earlier on. And they found a side benefit when they detoxified rapidly the lead that had been an acute exposure that could be potentially very dangerous or deadly even, that they had vascular benefits. Suddenly the cardiovascular system was being somehow cleaned out, right, the arterial occlusions as such. And it's that rather than embracing that side benefit, they began to repackage IV chelation as a form of quackery because it threatened the advancement in what they perceived as advanced medicine was to crack open the rib cage, go in, take a vein from the leg, flip it inside out, and attach it to the heart and bypass an artery that had become clogged. And now there's an interesting article here that just came out yesterday called A Look at Mercury and cardiovascular disease. Now, I know you've been aware of this for many years, but a lot of people think mercury in the brain. Wait, no, mercury and vascular health.
Well, let's talk about the history just for a moment. So during the discovery that IV chelation, which is with chelation is a general term like transportation, but then you can talk about different modes of transportation, like you have a BMW, like a car or a plane, and you can have different types of cars. You can have a BMW, you can have a Mercedes, you can have different types of planes. You can have a, 737, 747, et cetera, et cetera. So when we talk about the word chelation, let's remember that we're talking about general words such as transportation. So when they discovered the benefits from chelation in these car manufacturing employees, that's with some lead exposure. And really what it was, the benefit they were getting was a reduction of the oxidation injury that was occurring on the epithelial wall lining of the vascular tree. So by removing the lead, you were reducing oxidation. When you were reducing oxidation, you were actually improving vascular flow. You were decreasing the peripheral vascular resistance that the heart had to overcome by dealing with the various occlusions and atheromas, et cetera, et cetera. So after that discovery, this is in the 1940s, early 50s, actually chelation was now put in the physician's desk reference and was an approved treatment modality for atherosclerosis. Now, a lot of people don't know that. It was upon the advent of bypass surgery, that's when they demonized it and made it to quackery and took it out of the physician's best reference. So it didn't just go from, the use in these patients in the 1940s and then ridiculized. It was actually first accepted, and then it was reduced to being quackery.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to make sure we pointed that out.
No, it's now, an important distinction, but again, I laid out the reason why real quick to kind of run through that so we could get into the science in this article talking about the mercury linked to vascular disease.
Right, exactly. So in the journal Vascular, I think it's called the Journal of Vascular Medicine or just called Vascular, there's been a lot of different things published about lead toxicity and such, but this mercury aspect, this is actually not the first time, and this study was actually done in Italy. But what was interesting was in the American Journal of Cardiology in 1999, and Robert, you've seen me reference this study during my advanced medicine seminars that we used to do, and when I was the chairman of the American Board of Clinical Metal Toxicology. In fact, I even referenced this study, I believe. Yeah, I referenced this study when I testified before the U.S. Congressional Subcommittee on Human Rights and Wellness in 2004, when my son was the youngest former witness in front of Congress. I actually referenced this study at that time, and this is a study that was done in 1999, also published by Italian researchers, published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Published in the American Journal of Cardiology. And they did biopsies on patients that had died of idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathy, basically a specific type of cardiomyopathy, congestive heart failure that's found uniquely in younger individuals. So you hear the stories of the football players that, you know, 18-year-old, 19-year-old college guys playing football or in high school, and boom, they suddenly fall over dead. Well, that's idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathies. And when they did biopsies of the myocardium, they found 22,000 times higher level of mercury within the myocardium in those patients than they did compared to normal people that had died of idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathy. So, I'm sorry, people that had died of cardiovascular disease or people that had just died. So when you look at the heart tissue in patients with idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathy versus patients that have just died, 22,000 times the level of mercury, 12,000 times the amount of, I believe it was cadmium. So this is not new information. Now, I don't know why the Italians are so on it, but they are really on it with a correlation between mercury and cardiovascular disease. In 2004, the New England Journal of Medicine published a study that showed a direct correlation between toenail clipping levels of mercury and myocardial infarction, heart attack, and an inverse correlation with DHA, the docosahexaenoic acid, one of the omega-3 fatty acids. So, again, we have talked about lead and the correlation of heart disease, but not so much about mercury, and yet this is information that's at least 18 years old, 1999 to 2017.
Right. And I've said it many times since we've been broadcasting as well. The homeopaths knew of a vast array of a mercury impact on the body, even at low levels, that there was not a system that could not be corrupted and damaged or destroyed by the presence of mercury. We've got to talk more about this and a whole lot more. It's Advanced Medicine Monday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rashid Batar. Check it out.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Advanced Medicine with Dr. Raja Bitar. Check it out, advancedmedicine.com, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Hundreds, if not, I don't know if it goes in the thousands yet, Super Don, who's counting, but lots of hours of discussion, great advanced medicine discussion with Dr. Bitar. Did we say we were entering our seventh or eighth year? It was Groundhog Day 2011, so Groundhog Day 2018 will be seven, so we'll be entering our eighth year, I think, coming
eighth
up.
Eighth year.
Yeah. Together doing these broadcasts. Yeah. Amazing. And such great information out there, and I don't think any of it expires, other than if we mentioned a seminar that's already come and gone. But other than that, it's all good, all solid. Go back and listen. You'll learn a lot. Including a lot of discussion of the intravenous chelation, the reason for it, the distinction about it, and I'm not going to go into it more, but talking about the benefits of IV chelation with the synthetic amino acids for lead poisoning and heavy metals, the benefits of the vascular health and other aspects. What about the liver? We talk about the liver in homeopathic medicine and holistic medicine. It's all about the liver. In modern medicine, everything they do destroys and damages the liver. And there's an interesting article here about the rush to treat liver patients is, in fact, causing more harm than good. And I asked you, Dr. Bitar, on the break, what medicines, what drugs does modern medicine have besides, I think you mentioned interferon, which has a lot of nasty side effects, is actually prescribed for the liver?
Yep, that's interferon is the mainstay for people that are in liver failure. And, you know, the funny thing is that a lot of the drugs that we use in modern medicine, the side effects of those drugs cause the exact problem they were designed to help. You know, for example, the number one side effect of an anti-seizure drug is seizures. Interferon, one of the side effects is liver failure. So, I mean, it's somewhat oxymoronic, but anyway.
It is.
Yeah.
Focus when I became a homeopath and on the road to homeopathy was liver drainage, was helping the liver to detoxify the body of the toxins that accumulated systemically and even in the liver. And I posited that if they ever investigated what's in the fatty deposits in an alcoholic and non-alcoholic liver disease scenario, they might learn something.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. So this is one of the components that we have to deal with in modern medicine. Unfortunately, the conventional physicians don't have weapons that are effective enough to deal with some of these issues that they're having to deal with. And they're limited to, their arsenal is limited to whatever the pharmacopoeia states that they can use. And then, of course, you've got the additional constraints of the standard of medicine. I love the standard of medicine. And there's no published standard of medicine. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Whatever is the prevailing dogma of the time, regardless of whether it's myth or legend, it doesn't matter. It's whatever the prevailing dogma is of time. So.
Yes. Well, again, dogma is a term that is appropriately applied here because it's more religious than it is scientific in their standard of care. They know it when they don't see it or see it. They're not sure. Either way, you're exceeding the standard of care when you do advanced medicine because you're actually helping people and minimizing any harm brought to them by what allopathic medicine has done, where it shines, as we talk about, emergency trauma interventions. But beyond that, if you apply those same principles into chronic disease models, it's a disaster.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. By the way, Robert, I hate to do this. I hate to just jump away from something that's serious that we're talking about, but I've got a friend in California named Zena that wanted us to say hi. So I'm saying hi to her right now and continue on.
Hi, Zena. How you doing?
Hey, it's shout-out time.
Shout-out time. Yeah, look at that. Dr. Batar saying hello. That's no problem. I don't mind that at all. It's fun to do that.
But so, you know, it's funny. We've had so many different people. Like today, I've had two more patients from Australia, and one of them was talking about how they listened to the radio show. The other one said, radio show? I didn't know you had a radio show. They're both from Australia, though. That was the funniest part about it.
So, yeah, we got a lot of fans down under. It's true. Well, hopefully they'll let us in because, of course, they seem to ban people who don't share their unquestioning devotion to vaccines in the government there in Australia.
Yeah, it's true.
So liver, remember we talk about selenium. I talk about homeopathic drainage remedies. We talk about hydration. You know, it's mineral deficiencies. There are herbs that can be utilized. There are, again, other minerals that are necessary for liver function. And, you know, there's a lot of ways that we can rebuild and repair the liver. And I said it many times, the kidneys are downstream passively from the liver. If the liver's not doing its job because it's overwhelmed, the kidneys will suffer too. If you heal the liver, you will only benefit the kidneys. And, of course, there are other things that can be done. We're going to take a break here. We got Dr. Rasha Batar doing advanced medicine with us. We're going to talk a little bit about depression. Could it be that the drugs you take dad-to-be before you're a dad can impact on a medical diagnosis of your child? However improper that diagnosis may be, that might get them on drugs. You don't want them on those drugs? Depression in babies and infants? What is going on? More advanced medicine is going on after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20.
Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, they're all linked up in the show notes. You want to know the stories we're talking about here and have covered already and where we're going, go to robertscottbell.com. Also, we'll take you to advancedmedicine.com. A lot of things you can link through there, including archives eventually and the Van VCD, which allows you to submit information about your own children, whether they've been vaccinated or not, and health outcomes, and we're learning a lot from all of those submissions, Dr. Bitar. We had a question on the break from our YouTube crowd about symptom management of a skin itchiness and redness, inflammation, and you very quickly pointed out, you know, it's not about what I take to get rid of the symptoms. It's when you're really practicing advanced medicine, you're looking deeper than that.
Yeah, it's looking at the symptoms as a feedback to the efficacy of the treatment that's being conducted. And I think this is important to understand, because when you look at the entire gamut from all the different types of physicians that are out there, the only ones that actually think this way are the trauma surgeons, the general surgeons. And that's because, I guess, during our training, when you have a blunt trauma or penetrating trauma, you don't want to alleviate the pain of the individual, because the symptom they're having is obviously the pain. But if you blunt the symptom by giving them an analgesic, giving them pain medication, then their response will be blunted. And if they are worsening, let's say that they've got a liver laceration and it's worsened, or they've got some type of vascular injury that was just perfectly balanced and now opens up and they're starting to bleed out, they're not going to feel any discomfort because you've just covered up their response with an analgesic, so that they've got, they're obtunded now. They've got a blunted response. And so one of the things that in surgery we are taught, it's almost beaten into us, is that when you have a patient that has sustained trauma, you never, ever give them pain medication, because you need them to be alert and aware and to give you the information that you need to decide, do I need to take this person to the operating room and do an emergency laparotomy, or do I wait and observe and see if the person is going to be okay? So that's the only field of medicine that I know of that actually does that. All other fields of medicine deal with the symptoms. You know, you got pain, you treat the pain. You got a rash, you treat the rash. I look at a rash from a different perspective, just like a surgeon, just like, you know, doing my surgery training at Brooke Army Medical Center, as I was taught. Okay, you got a rash. What does that mean? There's something going on. There's something inside the system that's causing the body to respond with a rash. And so if I want to get this problem rectified, I want to address whatever that underlying cause is, and then look at the rash as a feedback and seeing, mm-hmm. Have I solved the problem? Because if the rash disappears, then I know that I was right. If the rash continues or gets worse, then I know that that was the wrong place that I was dealing with, and I have to go and find the right place to address the issue at. Does that make
sense? But Dr. Bitar, yeah, if you come back and say, well, it's a hyperhistaminic response, and you give an antihistamine, wouldn't that be then suppressing the symptom but not addressing really why the histamine response is there?
That's exactly right. It does deal with the symptom, but it doesn't really tell you why the histaminic response is there, and that's what we really want to figure out. Because the problem isn't, oh, you had a histaminic response, so now we're going to give you an antihistamine that's going to stabilize the mast cells and prevent blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. No, that's not what the issue is. Why did you have that hyper-responsive state? Why did you have that hyper-immune response when the person next to you didn't with the same type of exposure? And that's really what we want to find out.
Excellent. Well, I think people are catching on. The idea, and of course, interesting, we talk about skin conditions. Over the years, I've seen some of the worst offenders in the allopathic field in terms of over-medication are typically the skin doctors. What do they call those? Dermatologists? They
right.
love slathering people with drugs, topically and maybe even internally, like Accutane for acne, which can destroy your liver, for instance. Your largest organ of elimination is, in fact, the skin. And if something's coming out, you want to know why. What is it? Let's deal with it. And, of course, if you're trained in allopathic dermatology, unless you go outside of that training, you're going to be going, squash it like a bug. Here's a drug. Rub it on, right? And that's not the holistic, truly advanced medicine way to look at this.
Did you say that on purpose? Squash it like a bug. Here's a drug. Did you do that on purpose because you're a poet?
I didn't know it. No, absolutely. That just totally came out. You know, I planned for years for that moment, just that moment. No, it just happened. So, let's transition, because I want to talk about our military men and women in service, the pilots in particular. I mean, these are some of elite within the military service, and they're leaving or threatening to leave. And here's a story out of our friends at Health Impact News, and the headline reads, "Pilots would rather leave the military than be forced to get an anthrax vaccine."
Not surprising at all, Robert, and I think that there's probably a lot of other people in the military, and not just the military. We've got within the medical profession, a lot of nurses are giving up the profession. We've actually had a live call a couple of times. Remember, we had a live call about 4 months ago, and then we talked about it with my daughter when she was coming up with her own method of dealing with the mandatory vaccines at the hospital she works at. And so there's a lot of different professions that are leaving the profession or exiting the main portion of their profession so that they don't have to be exposed to these various types of requirements to take these mandatory vaccinations. So there was a movie that came out years ago, probably 10 years ago, called Jarhead. Do you remember that movie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was a Marine-based movie.
Exactly. And Jake. Somebody, I can't remember his last name, one of the actors, Jake Gyllenhaal, something like that.
Jake Gyllenhaal, yes.
Yeah, in that movie, I think Jamie Foxx is one of the sergeants, and he's actually examining everybody's mouth to make sure that they took the pills that they were told to take. And, you know, they're lifting up the tongues and they're examining, and as he goes down the line, the character that Jake is playing, you know, he spits out the pill. And this is a very common thing in the military where people understand, a lot of the soldiers understand that, hey, I'm not taking this damn stuff because I don't know what it does to me. But you and I both know that the entire Gulf War syndrome was something that came about because of the mandatory vaccinations that were used during that time. And in fact, Garth Nicholson, who was the chief of laboratory division at MD Anderson, wrote a book with his wife that was called Project Daylily. And in that book, they actually talked a lot about the experimentation that was done with the vaccinations in two sectors, in prisoners in Harris County, which is in Houston, and in the military groups. And so they were doing a lot of this human experimentation with vaccinations. And one of the doctors at MD Anderson basically threatened to expose this, and he was found on his whatever floor of the hospital, apparently had committed suicide. And there was a suicide note there and everything, except the problem was that the entry wound was in the back of his head and the exit wound was in the front of his head. But this was, he was actually found dead in MD Anderson because he was going to expose this human vaccination on the Harris County prisoners.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is big because, you know, if you support the military, and most people say, yes, I support the military. Of course, I have a nuanced support in that. I don't believe in unconstitutional incursions. I want Congress to take a more active role, according to like what Ron Paul said about declaration of war. That shouldn't be held solely in the executive branch because it's most inclined to go to war. And the military-industrial complex is legendary for, you know, wanting to blow up more stuff and get more stuff to blow up. So, but that's not a blanket dissing of the military either. It's just a nuanced perspective on this. The other aspect of this is our soldiers, before they enter into the field of battle, for instance, they are being harmed by their own military brass who have sold these soldiers out to the medical industrial complex because a lot of experimentation is done via vaccines, particularly the anthrax one, but also the smallpox one as well, where you suddenly, now you join up and now your body belongs to the government and they'll do whatever they want. They'll experiment on you. And I don't believe in that because if you're giving up your autonomy to say no to medical experimentation, then, you know, you've lost the war before you've even begun.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that you can, you know, we're talking about mandatory vaccinations here, but this actually goes way beyond this. They're being sent into battle with armor that is antiquated. They're being sent into conflict situations with equipment that's faulty, with things that just don't work as well, and they are private sectors, people, you know, firemen in the local community, or police departments in local communities that are taking up collections to purchase certain equipment for the soldiers from within their own town so that they have better equipment when they go into war. I mean, this is, you know, I'm taking it to the next level because obviously being a ex-soldier, this is something that infuriates me, but, you know, they're experimenting with their lives. They're giving them equipment that's faulty. These people are not being remunerated for putting their lives at risk. It's one of the greatest arenas of poverty in the United States population are soldiers. There are a lot of soldiers that live on a poverty level. And so anyway, I'm just venting now.
No, it's good venting. It's important venting. Like I said, we talk about supporting the troops, and I've said this many times because it's easy to say, I support the troops. Like, do you really? When was the last time you contacted someone who had an ability to do something about the way they treat the troops to prevent them from being forced to receive experimental vaccines or medication? When was the last time you approached the VA or anybody that might control the VA to say, you know what, we want our troops having access to medical cannabis, CBD, rather than the psychiatric medicines to deal with PTSD or toxicity on the battlefield? Right? That, to me, means I really support the troops. Do you see the distinction?
Absolutely. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And this is a distinction that I think more and more people... I think you highlighting that, Robert, is excellent because more and more people need to hear this. And I think there are a lot of people that are frustrated because not enough people bring this up. So I'm glad that you did that too, that you brought this up because there are so many soldiers out there that need help. And then, you know, look at the other side of the population too. The soldiers that, you know, we talk about soldiers in general, but look at the number of soldiers that are coming back from these war-torn conflict areas, Afghanistan, various areas of the world, Iraq, Iran, they're coming back having been injured, having been maimed, having lost an extremity, or with closed head injuries or personality disorders because they've dealt with post-traumatic stress disorder. And these veterans are just being virtually ignored. They're organizations that are private organizations that are taking on the burden of helping these soldiers because the Veterans Administrations are not doing sufficiently as they've been appointed to do. They're not taking care of the obligations that they should be.
The modern definition of cannon fodder for the military-industrial complex and often the globalists and those who have snuck in through the back door, so to speak, and now control much of our government for illicit purposes, not to defend America genuinely, but to defend some sort of new world order. And we don't play that game here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Rasha Bitar and I have another segment. Super Don is here. We might want to comment on the depression in toddlers and babies. How can babies be depressed, really? Well, we're going to find out some of the things that might be causing it. And it might be the profession officially sanctioned to treat it is the cause. Yeah, that could be the case. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, if there's any way to figure out why little babies and toddlers are now depressed, maybe it's because of the way they're treating their daddies if they're in the military, becoming, you know, medical pincushions, if you will. That's depressing if they kind of sense it, perhaps. Now, there's an article here in the Medical Press, Express, I think it's called, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Pitar, what do you think of this? Preconception paternal SSRI use linked to ADHD in offspring. If what I gather is correct, they're saying that men who take SSRI drugs like Prozac before even having children are more likely to have children who are diagnosed with ADHD.
Okay, this is one of those moments of doubt things, perhaps, mm-hmm. because those that are going to have a predisposition for requiring an SSRI drug more than likely will be genetically predisposing their own children based upon their genetics. It's not the drug that's causing the problem. This is an environmental trigger that is causing the need for, you know, well, you and I would disagree. I mean, you and I would disagree from the rest of the world that, you know, they don't need the SSRI drug necessarily. But my point is that it's not that the drug is causing them to now have the problem where their offspring is going to have this. I think it's their own genetic predisposition, their own biological individuality, their own genetic uniqueness that now contributing to the genetic uniqueness of their spouse now creates a child with a similar type of genetic uniqueness.
Sure.
And I think that's what it is, as opposed to the drug having anything to do with it.
Yeah, of course, the irony of ADHD or most psychiatric disorders is that there's no blood test officially recognized, no urine test, no hair analysis, no biological test that is definitive to say, aha, you have, you know, schizophrenia, you have bipolar disorder. All of these things are a series of behaviors that they lump together, and then they say, well, this is evidence of a deficiency of Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, etc. So it's become not a talk therapy to assess and address where is an emotional disturbance resulting in depression. It's only about, hey, man, it's brain chemistry, but they've got no analysis or test to determine what that brain chemistry issue is. Of course, if they were looking at heavy metals, they might be onto something.
Yeah, that's true, because heavy metals themselves are another source of very, very significant oxidative stress. And there's the brain being majority fat and water. Of course, the fat aspect makes it very susceptible to lipid peroxidation, which the heavy metals will increase. And then, of course, when you specifically look at mercury, which I know we're not looking at mercury right now specifically, but in this case, if we did look at mercury, mercury is the only one that causes the denudation of the neurofibrils, as visually depicted in the University of Calgary study, the snail study that you and I are both very intimately acquainted with. You know, that type of injury that causes such mass havoc in the brain. It's literally like setting the brain on fire.
It is.
And disintegrating the neuronal tissue. So, you know, when you look at a study like this, I'm amazed that the human system, the ultimate engineer created the human system that is so resilient, because any other type of machinery, you start to put muck in this, like this into it, you know, the system would shut down.
Shut down. But yeah, the body adapts until it can. And of course, that's what we call chronic disease. Now, secondary story here on NBC News talks about the CDC saying that 1 in 5 American children ages 3 through 17, about 15 million, have a diagnosable mental, emotional, or behavioral disorder in any given year. Now, if we look at the issue of vaccines and heavy metal exposure, the autism spectrum or anything related to that, Dr. Stephanie Seneff says by 2032 now we'll expect 1 out of every 2 children to be diagnosed with something within the autism spectrum. And then, of course, there is no military. At that point, you can't have a standing army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, because people have been kids have been destroyed by modern medicine at that point.
Yeah, that's true. And, of course, you're talking about you can't have a standing military. Look at the other vocations that we are dependent upon: communications, the armed police forces, you know, security. You've got healthcare professionals. You've got, you know, all these different vocations that we as a society are dependent upon. And you start having people that are being maimed like this, you're going to have a decrease in the population that can actually help to be contributing members of society to allow society to continue to evolve.
Yeah, well said. And of course, these are warning signs. These are symptoms manifesting not because they need more SSRIs or ADHD medications, but we need to detoxify these children. We need to detoxify parents before they have children. How about that? And
well, that's exactly what we've done, Rob. That's how I did this for Hans.
Well, we're out of time, folks. Advanced Medicine each and every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Tell them what they need to know, Dr. Bitar.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.